This is Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails. Let's head north today and visit Picacho Peak State Park. You probably know its distinct silhouette already. About halfway between Tucson and Phoenix, it rises to dual summits west of I-10. The park is home to numerous winter visitors who take advantage of the campsites with utilities during the winter months. As Easter approaches, they start heading back to Minnesota, and the park gets quieter. As the site of the westernmost skirmish of the Civil War, history buffs have done reenactments of that engagement in the middle of March here for many years. That event has been moved this year due to state budget constraints. The park is still open, however, and there is no better time than March and April to visit it. Picacho Peak has had renown for decades as an exceptional site for desert wildflowers. This year does not promise to be one of the most spectacular, but we have had sufficient winter rains to allow for many wildflowers to show their blooms. This park has hiking trails for all abilities. The 1/4 mile Children's Cave Trail has interpretive signage and can be enjoyed by the youngest of hikers. Likewise, the 1/2 mile long Nature Trail west of the entrance station can be hiked by everyone. The Callaway Trail follows the northeastern flank of the mountain to a very nice overlook with the main peak directly overhead. The Sunset Vista Trail starts at the western end of the mountain and begins deceptively easily. The first 2 miles are quite gentle, but by the time it meets the junction with the Hunter Trail at 3 miles, it has become obvious that one is climbing a serious mountain. The main attraction is the Hunter Trail. Beginning on the north side of the peaks, it climbs moderately but steadily to the saddle between the summits. It drops a bit upon reaching the south side of the mountain, where it meets the Sunset Vista Trail. Then the serious climbing begins. The route is steep enough that cables have been attached to the rocks to hold on to over steep and slick stretches. There are bits of fence to keep hikers from wandering off route, and at one point, a short plank bridge of sorts allows you to continue past what otherwise would be a hands-on scramble. At 1,500 feet above the desert floor, the view from the top is well worth the effort. This is a great hike to take those visitors from back east to sort out whether they truly could be at home as Westerners. This is a park that could face closure should the state budget crunch worsen, so it's a great time to go and support it. Did I mention that a car full of 4 adults pays only $6 admission? How can you beat that? Speaking of budgets, it's time for you to call 623-1000 and support the KXCI budget just a bit. You know, well over 1,000 members support this station, but a few more could be helpful because the budget situations being what they are, it's time. So no matter what level you can, do it. Call today. Call 623-1000. Support community radio. Make any pledge. Any donation is appreciated. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you on the trail. This has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.